The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said this to them. Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are my witness of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. They worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple, blessing God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of God, who created us, sustains us, and brings us to this new day. Amen. This morning, I'd like to draw your attention to three particular aspects of our readings, focusing on the passage from Acts. And the areas that I'd like to draw our attention and weave together this morning are kittens, patience, and Africa. Let me start with kittens. This week, we had an addition to our household. A new kitty, black and white, absolutely adorable. We named it Panda. Panda has no concept of patience. He wants to do everything immediately, and whenever he's awake, he is going full bore. Now, I know you can't teach old dogs new tricks, but I am hopeful that continually reminding Panda, we can teach him of a new trick. And that which I want to teach him is to never, ever think outside the box. You see, it's that sense of wonder and exploration that's basically caused him to begin to rule the house, much to our dog's consternation, by the way. Patience is not something that's easily earned, and it's not something that we learn gracefully at times, whether we're a kitten or we're human beings. Patience is what Jesus suggests over and over again to his followers. He tells them to wait for an opportune time when the Spirit will come upon them. It is his opening remarks in the book of Acts. He's saying, act, but don't act right away. Wait until the Spirit comes, the gift from the Father arrives. Do not act hastily. And do not act focused on simply your own accord. For once again, we find that the disciples gathered with Jesus are asking, Lord, when will the time come that Israel will be liberated and we will be able to rule as the victors? You see, once again, dear friends, they just don't get it. The liberation that Jesus speaks of is one that is timeless. The gift of the Messiah and the gift of the coming of the Spirit is the ultimate in liberation. It is not based on a specific theology. It is not based on a specific ideology. It is certainly not based on a specific political creed. and it is not limited to any one country or denomination. That's why I love the bumper sticker that says, "Bless the whole world, no exceptions." And so Jesus tells the disciples then and tells the present day the disciples now, that's us, by the way, that we also need to wait for that which we've already been given. For the Spirit's presence is here and now, and yet Jesus reminds us to wait until the presence is bestowed upon us. We're in that limbo time between Ascension and Pentecost, which we'll celebrate next week. My favorite Sundays in the year of the church. And we don't like to wait. I mean, if I'm honest, and Liz knows this, I mean, Liz really knows this, I am not a patient person. I like immediate gratification. You know? I'm a big fan of Amazon. I ordered a lawnmower yesterday. I expect it to be there by noon today. Actually, it's arriving tomorrow. We don't like to wait at lights, right? We have microwaves. 10 seconds for popcorn. Burp, there it is. You know? We get nervous if our children aren't home at the right hour when they say they will be. We get concerned as we wait for our doctors. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that when we are waiting, we are not in control. I don't get to say when the light turns green. I couldn't say where Preston was, our son, when he wasn't where he was supposed to be. Right? Thanks be to God, everything was good. Everything was good. I'm not in control when I'm waiting for the doctor or I'm waiting for the dentist. God bless you. It's okay, it's what I do. We don't like to not be in control. And yet Jesus says, one of the gifts of the Spirit is patience. We need that wisdom from on high. We need that insight that is bestowed upon us. We need it because if we don't have it, we are going to run amok. And the church that we prescribe and describe in our own image will not be that of the risen Christ, will not be that of the Messiah. We can't do it alone. We need the Spirit's presence in our lives. And to see the manifestation of that Spirit's presence in our lives, in our daily lives, it is the manifestation of God's love for us, of Christ's embrace of us. With each day, with each hour, with each minute, with each breath. And so as Jesus reminds his disciples that they must wait here in the city and then go forth when they are clothed with the gift from the Father, then move out and to share the news, Jesus does not anticipate them or us standing like this. Jesus invites us, encourages us to share this good news with others. Not to proselytize, not to convert, but to share in the news that has changed our lives and revolutionized how we see ourselves and our world. For there are many ways to understand the presence of God's Spirit, which brings me to something I learned recently out of Africa. And that is, in the African cosmology, God is present in the earth. They had no concept of a heaven above. As a matter of fact, their sacred places were caves. And they would build within these caves shrines to their ancestors. And when they needed guidance, they would go and ask of their ancestors that had been returned to Mother Earth. So from their perspective, Jesus descends, not ascends. That concept was imposed upon them by the missionaries who came there. I share this with you as a classic example of how God's presence is omnipresent. Not to say that one particular cosmology is superior to the other, but that God is present everywhere. And we need to realize that. That we can't do it by ourselves. That it is with the grace of God's Spirit that we live and move and have our being. That we need one another. And to see the manifestation of God's Spirit in each other with all of our shortcomings, with all of our idiosyncrasies. For we live in a world where we can join with many voices and say, when, O God? How long, O Jesus? In a world torn apart by war, in a world filled with refugees desperately seeking the ability to simply be, in a world where politics seems to have run amok, we need the wisdom from on high. And thanks be to God, it is given unto us. And so we spend our time in the here and now as we await the future coming. And we do so with the assurance of God's presence. We do so with the understanding of Christ's love. We do so with the Spirit's embrace as we await the clothing from on high. Amen.